أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. Most of the surah we discussed some of the conspiracies of the munafiqeen, who were Yahud, the filth in their heart, the hatred for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And amongst that, one of the things that Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, Ra'isul Munafiq, the head of the Munafiqeen, said, لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله, that do not spend upon those people who are by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, referring to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Concluding the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes a very, very important point that there are certain factors that would cause us to move away from the dhikr, the remembrance and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, O those who have brought iman, لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله. Let not your wealth nor your children deviate you, beguile you, make you heedless of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have written that there are many factors that causes one to deviate from the path of Allah, and amongst those factors, two important factors. One is amwal, that is the wealth of a person, and the second is awlad. With regards to awlad, with regards to children, there are certain interactions that are compulsory. There are certain rights that they have upon us. For example, to maintain them when they are young, to see to their needs, to see to their tarbiyat, their Islamic training, to see to their ta'alim. All those aspects are compulsory and even more. And then there are those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condoned and made it mabah, permissible. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about those factors that will cause a person to deviate from Allah, deviate from the dhikr of Allah and the mention of the children. And then together with that, the wealth that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that if they are the cause of us deviating from the remembrance of Allah, forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a simple manner is that they make demands upon us, and by their demands we have to disobey the commandments of Allah. Then obviously that is now going to sway us away from the path of Allah, and this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about. Amwal, wealth, whilst it is permissible for a person to accumulate wealth, it is sometimes compulsory for a person to earn. And a simple example is that a person marries, now he has subordinates, and it is compulsory for him to see to their needs. If he doesn't have the means, he is not by the means, then obviously he will have to work and earn in order to fulfill these obligations upon him. So the acquisition of wealth, absolutely nothing wrong with that. Even if a person accumulates wealth, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, but he has to fulfill the rights of that wealth. But when the love of that wealth becomes so great in his heart that now he turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is when that wealth will beguile him, that is when that wealth will make him heedless of the remembrance of Allah. Here the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say that it refers to the obedience of Allah. that when this begins to turn a person away from the obedience of Allah, and here the obedience of Allah is regarded as dhikrullah, because one dhikr is that with the tongue that we know, one dhikr of Allah is that with the heart we know, and one dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the limbs and the organs and the senses that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, whereby we become obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ Whoever does that, that he deviates from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Then those are the khasirun, those are the losers. Losers in this world, losers in the qabr, and losers in the hereafter. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ Allah says, and spend from that wealth which we have sustained you with. And when should that spending be? مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ Before mouth comes to one of you, spend. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Sahaba, which is the best wealth, which is the best sadaqah of one's wealth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wealth that is spent whilst a person is in good health. Here good health will refer to that condition of a person before he comes into the throes of death. And secondly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whilst he is desirous of that wealth and he fears poverty. When a person is young, he is thinking of his future and he feels sometimes that if I spend, then it will diminish my wealth and what will happen when I become old. So at that time when a person spends, that he is most loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there is a lot of difficulty in that spending. A person needs to part with that wealth. The heart does not desire it. And when he does so, then obviously that is most beloved to Allah. Sahih in the hadith, when a person is in good wealth, is as opposed to one when he comes into the last part of his life and he comes into the throes of death. And now he wants to spend, first of all, when a person is in the throes of death, now one third of that wealth he can dispose by making wasiyat, etc. But the balance he cannot even do, because that is now going to be transferred to his inheritors. And obviously, thereafter, it is not possible for him to do so. He has left this world. Here some of the ulama have stated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about particularly spending of wealth before maut comes. Because if we can imagine a person is in the throes of death, at that time he cannot even stand to perform a 2 rakats namaz. He cannot even make wudu at that time, because he is engaged in the difficulties of death and the pain that he goes through, the lack of his own energy. He is not able to perform even 2 rakats of salat. But at that time a person can spend. If he asks someone to give his wealth out in charity, he can designate someone else. He cannot fast at that time. It's not possible for him to do so. He cannot go for hajj at that time. The only ibadah that he can carry out is that of spending. And that is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about spending. فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ Now he addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says to Allah that if only you would postpone my departure from this world إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ to a near time. In other words, give me a little bit of respite just so that I can fulfill the obligations of deen. I can perhaps perform my qada salat that I had missed out. I can go and put all my other deeni and worldly matters in order. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not allow that to happen. For as sadaqa, then I may give out some sadaqa. Obviously, that also will not be allowed. Wa akum min as-salihin, and I become from amongst the pious servants of Allah. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never postpone a soul. Allah will not defer a soul to another time, to a later time. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا When its ajal, when its time has appeared. No one was given any respite, not even for 1 second. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ The truth and the reality is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well of your deeds, is well aware of what you do whilst you in good health, whilst you in ill health. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has all the knowledge, and just to have this presence in the mind that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows my deeds, perhaps is sufficient for a person to turn towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.